Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Monday, the 12th of January, 2003. They're claiming that over the weekend they found several dozen small chemical warhead mortars buried under a road in southern Iraq. Now, that could be true. We know Saddam was sold masses of chemical and biological weapons and the precursors as well by the Russians, by the U.S. We know that there are hundreds of confirmed sites, that is, declared sites. The country was littered with chemical and biological weapon sites, more chemical than biological. And many times during the war and after the war, the globalists would go into one of these declared sites and say, look, we found sarin gas or World War One style mustard gas. We have proven there's weapons of mass destruction. And then the news would quietly the next day retract it and say, okay, it was a declared site. Understand, they don't just have to find weapons of mass destruction. Okay, they have to find weapons of mass destruction that was not declared. I mean, the UN ran around that country for 12 years after the war, blowing up declared chemical weapons or any type of equipment that could make chemical weapons or even make precursors to chemical weapons. That's why Iraq wasn't even allowed to have a chemical industry to make fertilizer or anything. Did you know that? They had to buy everything from the West or from outside of their country. But now they're saying they found some weapons of mass destruction, but they're not really heralding it in the newspapers and on television that I've seen. Meanwhile, Blair admits weapons of mass destruction may never be found. But he said a few months ago that he would resign if they were not found. He stated his position as the prime minister on it. So try to figure that out. And then again last week he said that with the Dr. David Kelly inquiry, that if anything bad came out there, he would resign. But again, as bad stuff's already come out, why hasn't he resigned? I mean, bad stuff came out about Tony Blair and the death of Dr. David Kelly before. There's a story here where a woman in Massachusetts went to buy her 10-year-old son a flight simulator program. We've all played these on our personal computers, at least most of us have. They're sold everywhere. Went to just buy a normal little video game, and the store clerk said, well, I went ahead and called Homeland Security. She didn't say anything suspicious, but I did, and they're commending the store Staples, big office supply, and I guess they sell video games too, a supply store, because this is very, very suspicious stuff to have a mother. Well, they said she was a homeschooler. That was the main suspicion, but she didn't say anything suspicious. But you know, well, we have the footage and the documents where the FBI says that homeschoolers are potential terrorists. Yeah, anybody who isn't part of this corrupt system. So we'll get to that as well. A lot of news coming up. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I love America. I love this country. I love my family. I don't like sitting here with front row seats to the deconstruction of our constitutional republic, our borders, our families, our Second Amendment. I can't stand the fact that the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the UN have more control over our economy, our states, our counties, our cities than the American people do, than Congress does. Because Congress has been signing away their authority to the president, who then signs away his authority in treaties, whether it's Bill Clinton or George W. Bush, unto the United Nations. I'm sure you all heard about the 60 Minutes program last night. I actually tuned in to watch it. It was a whitewash. They announced the horror, the truth, that we already knew, that day one in the White House, the Treasury Secretary, John Dickerson, is now reporting that the Treasury Secretary, Paul O'Neill, said that, oh yeah, the plan was all along to invade Iraq, to attack Iraq. And they're all, oh, this is an incredible development, but then 60 Minutes makes a couple of excuses for it and says some nice things about Bush, and oh, well, it's really no big deal. That's what they do. They take incredibly damaging evidence of premeditated lying and warmongering and imperial fascism, and they transmute it over into, oh, it's no big deal, by having 60 Minutes calmly report on it like it's a side issue. Well, forget what Paul O'Neill has to say. We have Dick Cheney. We have George Bush. We have his brother, Jeb Bush. We have Paul Wolfowitz. We have Secretary of Defense, Rumsfeld. We have them all in dozens and dozens and dozens. There's several hundred PNAC reports, and I've probably read or scanned through about 60 or 70 of them. I spent many hours reading PNAC documents. Every time I find some new indescribable horror, we'll post a link to the PNAC document from PNAC's own website, Project for New American Century, and then we'll watch it in the next few days and weeks develop into major news stories. Because the mainstream media, the Associated Press, Reuters, Gannett News Service, Knight Ridder, are so lazy, I have to go out and write an analysis of Patriot Act. I have to go out and find subsections of bills. You as listeners do that. Time and time again, you'll see it on the so-called alternative media 6 months, 2 years, 5 years before you see it in the mainstream news. So what is PNAC? It was Bush's kind of exploratory presidential committee that was formed in 1997 that wrote some of its most chilling forecast and wishes and plans in 2000. And in Rebuilding America's Defenses, written by Cheney and Rumsfeld, different documents on the PNAC website are collaborative efforts by different members of this administration and surrounding think tanks, phony neocon think tanks. And they say, word for word, Saddam is not a threat, but he is a convenient pretext to get the oil and to use Iraq as a new military base of operations to go into Syria and Iran. So when we get up on the air and say they were planning the war before 9/11, that they were planning the war before they even got into office, when we say that they wanted to use terrorism to scare us into accepting that, it's not our opinion. That's where my frustration comes from on this show. Everything I talk about, well, 98% of what I talk about is admitted, documented, public fact. I don't care how Looney Tunes it sounds. Later, especially longtime listeners, know it always comes out. That is in the mainstream news, because all I'm going off of is legislation, government white papers, what globalists are communicating in amongst themselves. I spend 4 or 5 hours a day researching their activities. New York, discussing the case for the Iraq War in an interview with Times White House correspondent John Dickerson, former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, who sat on the National Security Council, says that the focus was on Saddam from the early days of the administration. He offers the most skeptical view of the case for war ever put forward by a top administration official. In the 23 months I was there, I never saw anything that I could characterize as evidence of weapons of mass destruction. He told Time there were allegations and assertions by people, but I've been around a hell of a long time, and I know the difference between evidence and assertions and allusions or allusions and conclusions that one could draw from a set of assumptions. To me, there is a difference between real evidence and everything else, and I never saw anything in the intelligence that I could characterize as real evidence. Time's new issue will be on newsstands Monday. So instead of just going directly to the PNAC documents, written by almost everyone in the White House, including the president and his brother and the vice president and the head of the Defense Department, instead of going right to their own confessions that they published, there's no questions about this. It'd be like if I committed some grisly murder and I shot video of it and wrote down my confession and put it in an envelope and mailed it to police. And then police said, well, we're not going to arrest Mr. Jones, even though we have the videos of this and his signed confession. We're going to go ask the mailman who, you know, does his route in another part of the city if he saw Mr. Jones commit this murder. Now, that's an interesting analogy, but that's how ridiculous this is. See, by focusing in on O'Neill, they can say, this is the guy that made the markets in Brazil plunge. This is the guy that caused the stock market to go down when he made comments. This is the guy that went to Africa and was hanging out with Bono from U2. Man, this guy's a quack. Don't listen to John O'Neill. He's just got sour grapes because Dick Cheney called him up and said, I want you to resign. And that's what the neocons, I heard him this weekend on talk radio, were saying. Well, hey, neocons, why don't you just go to the confessions of the president, of the vice president, of his cabinet? Where they don't just talk about Saddam isn't a threat, but he's a convenient pretext to get the oil and attack the neighbors and use Iraq as a base. I mean, it says that, folks. That's a paraphrase, but, I mean, it's almost identical. I'm going from memory here. You can just type that into a search engine. You'll find hundreds of articles about it. And that's just the 2000 document. Go read it for yourself. Rebuilding America's Defenses, 2000. What else is in that document? Dick Cheney talks about maybe we need to legitimize the use. He doesn't say maybe. He says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons and legitimize their use in the media. Race-specific bioweapons. I mean, what a little jewel that is. Can you imagine if you or I got on the radio or wrote a news article about how maybe we should develop race-specific bioweapons and legitimize their use? I would expect I'd have the FBI, Mr. Jones, get out here. We got questions for you. Get out here. We're knocking down the door. See, we had a real FBI. That's who they'd be after. But no, we're not saying that. We're not writing that. We're not doing that. We're fighting against that. But the vice president says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons with the public. Do you know what a race-specific bioweapon is? I know most of you do. It's a bioweapon that kills certain races of people. Again, I mean, that's so big, that's so evil, that's so out of control, so overt, I don't have words to describe it. Maybe you want to comment on it. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, this whole O'Neill thing is not vindication for this show and other broadcasts. Okay, we don't need vindication. We have the signed confessions of these people from their own battle plans, which they haven't tried to hide because they know the media is on their side. But so much of this PNAC news has come out that they are allowing this O'Neill story to come forward, and I have no doubt it is sour grapes, and he is telling the truth. Not because I think O'Neill's a good guy, but because I already have the documents. And so now the neocons, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, can attack O'Neill and say it's just sour grapes. And go, oh, the big O, you know, didn't like being bullied. You know, what a wimp. You know, he didn't agree with Bush's tax cuts. He's a liberal. See, this is how the left is getting at us. On and on and on. It's a joke. And so it will descend down into those types of debates. And try to get in one of these neocon shows. Try to get into the show and talk about PNAC. They'll screen you off the air. If it's a national show, you're not going to get on. If it's a local show, probably you won't be able to get on. It'll all just be O'Neill, sour grapes. And now when anybody talks about the White House's plan to attack Iraq before they even got into office, it'll be, oh, that's just from that O'Neill. You've got sour grapes. This is how their propaganda works. The news will focus in on evidence that cannot be totally proven while ignoring a sea of real smoking gun, red flag, incontrovertible documentation. And so that's the reality. It's like cops going into Jeffrey Dahmer's house and ignoring the refrigerator full of body parts, looking at it, closing it, and saying, you can go free, sir. I don't see any evidence of what your neighbor says about you. So the police are focusing on the neighbor of Jeffrey Dahmer instead of going into his refrigerator. Well, we've been into the refrigerator of the White House. We know the horrors that are in there. It's on the record. Okay. You can comment on that if you like. And there's more on O'Neill, more stuff O'Neill talked about that is a little more important. Troops find chemical weapons in Iraq, they're now claiming. We'll go over that. And just a ton of other news. Big show lined up for you today.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All right, your calls are coming up here momentarily at 800-259-9231. And then, troops find chemical weapons in Iraq. Bush sought way to invade Iraq even before election. Border Council calls Bush plan slap in the face. Errant email shames RFID backer. They were asking Catherine Albrecht, the lady fighting the tracker chips, one of the leading fighters of that control system. They accidentally sent her an email because they've been contacting her for her bio. One of the people from the big RFID company that works for Gillette had sent her an email she'd sent to someone inside the corporation, accidentally sent her whole bundle of emails to her about ways to destroy her. They're trying to dig dirt up on her. Oh, RFID is such a sweet, nice thing. A microchip embedded in every product that tracks it from the factory to the warehouse to the store to your home with your name on it from the store to the landfill, part of the new sales tax, national sales tax, world sales tax system. Also working in plain sight out of the San Diego Union Tribune, even they admit that there's almost zero enforcement of illegal aliens working inside major corporations. And it says that since 4 or 5 months ago when they raided and arrested 300 at Walmart, there had been no other arrest nationwide. That was simply a staged event. And much more, amendment to CCB would detain UK citizens without trial. They're now passing martial law provisions and legislations in England, and a lot more. There's also a reward issued in the hit-and-run murder of a chemist and microbiologist who was killed in that medical center last month. Obviously a murder for hire. They ran over him and then back over him, jumping the sidewalk. So that's a part of what's coming up as well. But right now, let's talk to Art in Kansas City. Art, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to remind you that they've had race-specific bioweapons for at least 50 years. Don't you remember the Tuskegee experiments?
For those that don't know about that, why don't you tell them?
Well, it was a specific strain of, I believe, syphilis that was introduced to the black population, and it was done at the government funding and request in order to see how severe it would become, if it would become terminal, and to see how rapidly it would spread.
Now, when the government first got caught doing that, they said, oh, we just didn't give black men treatment in a study over 45 years. And we did let them spread it. But now it's come out that, yes, indeed, they were giving black men syphilis and then not giving them treatment to study this this disease. Yes.
It's sort of like the hepatitis B vaccine they released out of the U.S. weapons lab in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York that surprisingly was given to the gay male population about the same time AIDS broke out.
And by the way, we have the government documents, official stuff, where they engineered the AIDS virus. That is not debatable. That is documented historical fact. And for those who just joined us, Dick Cheney, in one of the PNAC documents, said we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. How can they write documents like that and then not have it be a major media issue? It's been in the London Guardian, for my knowledge, and that's it.
I haven't seen it anywhere else, Alex, but I appreciate you bringing it out. God bless you, and God bless America.
God bless you, my friend. And understand, it's not just, oh, it's just the London Guardian saying it. I went to the PNAC document. It is there. They say it. It's documented fact, but only the London Guardian has written an article about it. Ask yourself that question. Why? Joe in New York, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, just in case your listeners are not aware of this, there's a woman, because I know you mentioned it a few times, but just to save my statement, I'd just like to reiterate a little bit. There's a woman, Ellen Mariani, that's actually suing the Bush administration because she lost her husband in the 9/11 event. And David Chippis, which is also an attorney in Washington, D.C., happened to receive, I believe, federal documents claiming that the Bush administration knew several weeks before the 9/11 event. And he tried calling the Bush administration on the phone, and basically he was stonewalled.
Yeah, had David Chippis on the show.
Right. My question is, how come you don't hear anything about David Chippis getting in contact with Ellen Mariani?
All he has.
Oh, yeah.
These folks have been talking. Look, okay, in late 2000 and...
I'd like to hold on, Alex. I'd like to hold on.
Yeah, sure. Stay there. In late 2002, David Shippers, Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch, FBI agent Robert Wright, stood up the National Press Club and said, we were going to have a press conference, but we can't. Here's a letter from the Justice Department saying we'll be arrested if we tell you what we know. Talk about a cover-up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go.
Curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight Central, we do this show as we blast out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California to Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, from Austin, Texas to Kansas City, Missouri. We also simulcast on Global Shortwave at 12.172 and 9320 from 9 to midnight. 5.085 and 6890. The daytime frequency is 12.172 and 9320 from 11 to 2. Also, you can always listen at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And we go out on two digital satellites, ABC and Clear Channel. We lease feeds on those. We have two analog feeds, Galaxy 1 and now Galaxy 13. And that new satellite that's replacing Galaxy 9 is at GCNlive.com. Okay, before I go back to Joe and Charles and Mark and Jim and others, last week I mentioned the fact that Bush is scheduled on Wednesday. Now, he was scheduled last month on the 100th anniversary of powered flight to announce it. He suspended that announcement for the time being, but they're saying yet again in the Associated Press that Bush this Wednesday is going to announce a new moon mission going back to the moon and a first-time mission by human beings to Mars. I guess I'm trying to relive the announcements of John F. Kennedy. So if listeners want to comment on this, we really haven't had a discussion of it. I've read a few articles about it. I find it very interesting. I'd like to get your take on it and what you think about it. Is it a good idea, a bad idea? Why do you think Bush is scheduled to do this? What do you think of NASA? And, of course, I've got my own comments. We got Paul Watson joining us in about an hour, and he'll be with us for 30 minutes or more with a report. And then the last 30 minutes of the show, we got Jack Foote from Ranch Rescue coming on. That's the group that goes down and documents the open borders and tries to protect people's ranches from the thousands, in some cases, per ranch per week of illegals that are trespassing and vandalizing and robbing and raping and killing in some cases, including Border Patrol agents, even killing them, forestry agents, you name it. They were shot at by Mexican troops, and this made headlines in a few papers around the country, but didn't get the attention it should. We covered it here. We'll be going over that with Jack Foote as well. Also, Paul O'Neill, the Treasury Secretary, in a new book says Bush planned to go into Iraq day one when he first got to the White House. And we have Bush during the campaign and when he first got into office saying, we'll never go into these countries. I'm against going into foreign lands. Bill Clinton was bad because he did that. I'll never do it. Then Bush said, oh, we're now going to do this because of 9/11. I'm changing my mind. And folks said, well, that's fair. He's trying to protect us. Folks, it was all premeditated. Their own PNAC documents from 2000 said terrorism is needed to get the people behind invading a host of countries. And they listed 63, with Iraq, Syria, and Iran, 1, 2, and 3. Then Somalia, number 4. Libya, number 5. Perhaps even Egypt. It goes on and on. North Korea, China. And that's why they've got the draft being lined back up and the draft boards being set up again 3 months ago. So I'd also like to discuss this. I got a bunch of Second Amendment news, more on the open borders and Bush trying to totally surrender and capitulate to the invaders. We'll be going over that. But Joe in New York only had about a minute in the last segment, so I'm bringing him back up. He mentioned some of the widows of 9/11 victims, one in particular, saying Bush was behind it, the documents coming out, and he was saying, why hasn't David Shippers done more on this? The man that impeached Bill Clinton, brought down the mob in Chicago. We had him on 2 weeks after 9/11. He'd been on the record saying terrorists are going to attack New York. I know how. He tried to warn the White House. They wouldn't talk to him. Tried to warn Ashcroft. And the answer why you don't hear from Shippers now is Shippers and Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch and FBI agent Robert Wright, who had evidence 10 times more damning than Kathleen Rowley, were told, you'll be arrested if you talk any more about any of this and what you know. They held the letters up at the National Press Club, and the FBI just started crying and saying, I love America. I didn't know it was this bad. I can't tell you. And then Klayman shoves him aside and says, all I can say is the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens. Okay, and they all had tears in their eyes. So they know what we know. Let's go back to Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, but Alex, how can they actually enforce that? Because there is really no law that, you know, can actually prosecute them if they do an illegal act. Because it's unlawfully to begin with. Any law that they try to say is a law that's unlawful isn't a law, so they really can't prosecute them.
Well,
and put them
in jail. They shouldn't be able to use the Patriot Act to go after Rush Limbaugh or dope smokers.
Exactly.
But they are doing it, sir.
Okay.
I know if I had that evidence, which I do, I'm going to talk about it. But these guys did go far, did speak out, did get involved, and Robert Wright, the senior FBI agent, started crying. And he said, look, the evidence I have is much more serious than Kathleen Rowley. It's eyewitness stuff. We tried to stop the terrorist. We were told we couldn't. That's all I can say. He goes, you wouldn't believe it if I told you. He started crying. And he said, why are they saying Rowley's a hero on the front cover of Time magazine? He said this, but I'm being threatened with arrest. He started crying.
Well, that's just ridiculous. The other comment I want to make real quick is you mentioned something about biological racial weapons. That's nothing really new. I mean, how many times have you heard in the media about ethnic cleansing? It's just another word, Alex. Same thing that's been going on for so many years.
Yeah, that's what different tribes do to each other. But the point is, We know Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor, the scientist, was working on ways, bioweapons, to kill all Jews.
Right, okay. Was he involved with major mind control and things like that as well?
Major,
right?
Mind control, and he was hired by the CIA, protected, brought over here. That's right. Even admitted on the History Channel. But
right.
Dick Cheney comes out and says, we need to legitimize, this is a quote, we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons in theater operations in the next century. This was in 2000, okay? Well, it was released in 2000 and been written in late 99. So, again, why isn't that a major news item? We have the vice president talking about ethnic cleansing weapons. Joe?
Are you asking me a question?
Yes, I'm asking you a question.
I'm sorry. Can you just repeat that question again?
I'm asking you, how does it affect you to know that Dick Cheney wrote this in a public document and it's not a major news issue?
Well, it affects me a lot, but I mean, as far as, you know.
All right, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Joe. Mark in Minnesota, go ahead. Okay, we'll go to Charles in California first. Charles, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
I just wanted to say a few things about this immigration bill.
Yes.
It looks pretty bad from here. I mean, this place is already crawling with illegal aliens everywhere you look. And I'm wondering what's going to be the change in procedure at the borders, say in San Diego now, where they legitimately have guards trying to keep people out. Are they just going to close those down or what?
Okay, I've read two bills that Bush is saying they're considering. Okay, the bills that are already introduced, one by John McCain, what John McCain says in the bill is what Bush has proposed. So that's what they're going with. And both the bills I've seen are very similar. But basically, this is what happens. They're going to be online job referral websites, you know, the type of sites we've all gone to.
Right.
Okay? But they're going to be for people in India, Mexico, China, Russia, every country of the world. Now, companies will sell, and this is what's being discussed, and they already do this with the HB visas. They will sell, just for a few dollars in some cases, access to these websites that will then give the illegals a printout saying that there is a job prospect for them. Then with that piece of paper. See, we already have 800-plus cities accepting matricula cards issued by Chile, Mexico, Poland, and dozens of other countries, okay? You come in, this fake ID is accepted by cities, police, banks, everybody. Now we have, to answer your question, Wells Fargo getting an award from Vicente Fox 2 months ago in Austin for saying that they're going to issue a new smart card with the illegal's face and Wells Fargo ID number, and cities are saying, the same cities that are saying they'll accept matricula, consular cards, from the country's consulate, they make an ID and then we accept it, not one of our IDs. Now you're going to have banks issuing ID cards. This is already happening. They're already handing out the awards for this. You know, Fox is up here thanking them for doing it in Austin. Now you're going to have these job search websites issuing a piece of paper saying you've got a job or a prospect to interview for it if you come to the U.S. Bush is saying with that piece of paper, that is the equivalent of a visa to fly in, walk in, come through the border crossing. So, yes, basically they're saying they're going to get rid of the Border Patrol and simply have it for a drug sweep point where they search your vehicle. Okay, so this isn't just total legalization of whoever's here. It's also total legalization of whoever gets here. But to get through the crossing, you will either show a Wells Fargo bank card issued in Mexico, or you will show a matricula consular card that Mexico issues for $23 to anybody that wants one, or you show the printout showing you have a prospective job opportunity.
Well, I read in David Icke's book that it said that the reason why the borders aren't being pursued is because all the drugs are coming through there, and they don't want those people to be stopped.
Well, that's a again, that's a part of it. I'd say maybe 10% of it. It's about driving down the wages.
Well, they've
getting
already
rid of
done
the middle
that.
Class.
They've already done the wages thing. And another thing.
Well,
they,
sir, if you think it's going to drop, if you think it's dropped now, high tech's layoffs are going to get seven times worse over the next 4 years, according to the Congressional Budget Office.
Well, I was listening to that ranch rescue guy on the National Alliance show, and it's like pathetic that the government won't even help these poor people that are volunteering to try to keep these people out. It's like a dam bursting on their private property, and the government doesn't help them at all. They're asking for donations, which, you know, is pretty pathetic if that's the kind of border we have. And I think that's in Texas.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I know Jack Foote, and Jack Foote is no – I've talked to him many times on the phone. He's not a racist. And I would imagine he didn't know what show he was going on if he went on the National Alliance show. I mean, the National Alliance, you know, brings up real issues like the open border, but then the media can point their cameras at them, who also have a Nazi philosophy, and then discredit trying to control the borders. And, boy, that is the wrong direction to go to. We'll ask Jack if about that when he gets on the show, how that if he did indeed do that interview. But I guess I'd be interviewed by anybody. I've been interviewed by the leftists. I've been interviewed by the right-wingers. I've been interviewed by the foreign countries. I just want to talk to people and try to turn them to my way of thinking. But a very interesting call there, Charles. Before we go to Mark and Jim and Rich and others, do you understand? I mean, I hate to repeat stuff, but a lot of times I hear my show and rebroadcast on the weekend, and I'm not that clear on things. Do you understand? Bush is going to legalize anybody who's here, anybody that ever gets here. And they're going to allow companies to pay to bring people here at an accelerated rate. It's already happening. And that they'll accept a piece of paper saying you've got a job interview as a new visa as a way to get you into the country. All of this while at the same time they're telling us, give up your liberties, we're going to scan and watch and listen to everything you do and put cameras up in all your neighborhoods because the terrorists are going to get us. Meanwhile, private companies can issue ID cards that are accepted by the cities, most of the cities. Can I go start a company and issue ID cards? No, I'd be arrested, and I should be. But if I was a big fat cat Wells Fargo doing this for the globalist, it'd be just fine. I mean, Vicente Fox came to Austin and gave an award to the APD for not following the federal law and for not arresting illegal aliens. That was in our newspaper, on the news. He gave a speech at the Capitol thanking them for this and gave awards to the police department. Can you imagine if I went to Mexico and gave their police an award for not following the law? I'd be arrested. Well, what are you, crazy? Imagine if I went down to Mexico and I said, here's an award for not asking for ID cards of Americans and not asking for passports and letting Americans come down here and do whatever they want. I'd be a laughingstock behind bars. But it happens here, and it's a good thing. See how all this ridiculous, out-of-control stuff is just right out in the open? It's just right out in the open. A foreign head of state here lobbying our state, giving awards, thanking our state for not following the law. That is an enemy attack. That is a usurper. That's amazing. And Bush is in Mexico right now with Vicente Fox steamrolling the deal to get rid of our borders. And understand, folks, you can't get a telemarketing job. You can't get a customer service job. I was watching 60 Minutes last night, not just the Paul O'Neill announcement about Bush planning to go into Iraq from the first days being in office, contrary to his public speeches at the time. But then I saw a show about immigration, and it was actually kind of, you know, happy-go-lucky. Well, you know, it's a good thing, and, well, there's these call centers in India, and now you're more often, when you call for customer service to talk to somebody in India who's been trained to sound like an American, then you'll be talking to a citizen. And, oh, this is a good thing, and, man, it's wonderful, and it gives you cheaper prices. They even talked about something that I'd reported on, but it's hard to believe, that most of the 50 states, when you call about your welfare benefits, the person that decides if you get more welfare, you're talking to somebody in India. Now, folks, there should be a law. We're going to have this big government bureaucracy, okay, which is bad enough, gets us dependent. At least the people on the other end of the phone at the welfare center, at least some of that money should go into the U.S. economy with government jobs. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's better than it going to India. And they're laying off government jobs here, folks. And they're going to India. I mean, we're not even, folks, for a long time, people in government thought, well, I'll be safe. No, you won't. You're not even going to be safe with a government job. And yes, it's true. They're now doing telemarketing out of prisons. That's a big booming industry. Prisoners, Indians, but not law-abiding citizens. Again, illegal aliens come here. They get their green card, even if they're illegal, and they get 7 to 10 years tax exemption to open a business. Why don't citizens get that?
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned.
All right, my friends, we're about to go back to Mark and Rick and Howard and Maggie and others that are patiently holding the toll-free number to join us. Wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, Blair admits weapons of mass destruction may never be found. And this report's from 2 days ago, but that's the same day that the headline read, Troops find chemical weapons in Iraq. Dozens of mortar rounds containing chemical weapons have been found buried under a road in southern Iraq. It was revealed last night. Tests of suspicious liquid that were leaking from the shells found that it was a form of blister gas, which include mustard gas. Now, that's not a weapon of mass destruction by the real definition. It's a World War I style weapon, but can we even believe this announcement? Well, I tend to believe it because we know that's something Saddam made a lot of. And again, there were hundreds of declared sites that don't count around Iraq. And it's pretty easy to go to one of these sites, get these mortar rounds, and bury them, and then, oh, discover them. I mean, how do you find mortar shells buried under a road by accident in a giant country, you know, a lot bigger than the size of Texas? But again, we know Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. That was never debatable. It was undeclared weapons of mass destruction. And many times in the past, they will send out their inspectors, they will go to a site that's already been inspected, announce they found new weapons of mass destruction, and then quietly retract it 2 days later in the back of the paper, saying, oh, that was a site we'd already looked at. But again, it creates this subconscious belief that they're telling us the truth. I don't know what to think of this, though, because they're not making a big deal of it in the media. So we'll get back into that and, of course, your calls here in just a few minutes. Before I end this hour, though, I made 10 films. They're very informative, very impressive, very well done, professionally produced, and they expose what the New World Order is and how to stop it. One of my new films is Police State 3 Total Enslavement. 2 hours, 40 minutes long, very fast moving. We go through what the New World Order is, the false left-right paradigm, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the cashless society control grid, the foreign troops, the concentration camps, the government-run white slavery rings, forced inoculations. It's a tour de force. It goes A to Z. If you want one film that'll give you a real education on the New World Order, this is it. Multiple, I'd say 10 different examples of government-sponsored terror where government's been caught engaging in terror that we haven't covered in other past films. Very important video. $25.95. It's the equivalent of three or four videos in one. But if you get three or more of any of the separate films that are all lengthy and well done, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, a $24 discount on the four-tape special. I've made 10 films. My newest film is Matrix of Evil, and it's great as well. Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Roberts, myself, throwing out the Patriot Act, full of solutions, the coming depression. Ron Paul talks about that and how globalists run Washington. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get these videos, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I want you to make copies of the films and spread them out. Get the word out, have an effect, and your purchase also supports this show. So Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. 888. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.